Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all live 5 days a week. Plus, his repeat shows air about 1,000 times a month on these great radio stations. Not that I'm bitter. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Want to thank Steve yesterday for coming on at the last minute, talking about his show and all that. He was a great, good guy, very good guy. So wish him the very best, and certainly wish you a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. Try not to discuss politics too much, because the ones who are still in denial regarding Kamala and who are the Never Trumpers. The ones who have Trump derangement syndrome, they still have it. It's really, really bad. So tomorrow, the current wife is going to be inviting some of her family over for Thanksgiving for a lunch. And I am going to be biting my tongue. You'll probably see a little trickle of blood coming out of the corner of my mouth because I'll be biting my tongue, not responding to some of the statements that I suspect are going to be made at the Thanksgiving dinner table or luncheon table regarding the election, because I will not participate. I absolutely will not participate in any of that stuff. Speaking of Thanksgiving and also the useless local media, two stories here for you. This gives you a sense of just how shallow and how pathetic the local media is. Channel 9 has a story, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. It's about what P. Diddy is going to be served in jail for Thanksgiving dinner. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I'm holding it up to my iPad, which is pretty much the camera for the stream on Facebook this morning. Here's what it says. Dateline Brooklyn. My sources tell me that's in New York somewhere. Here's what Sean Diddy Combs will feast on at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center following his arrest. According to People, that used to be a magazine, Diddy could be feasting on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Thanksgiving following his arrest on charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. A Thanksgiving Day food menu obtained by People revealed that breakfast at the prison will begin at 6 a.m. with fruit, cereal, and pastries being served to inmates. Lunch will be served around 11 a.m. with the following menu options available per the publication. Turkey roast and or hot and sour tofu. Sides. Mashed tofu? That's what it said. I just read this. Wait a minute. Turkey roast or hot and sour tofu? Thanksgiving? Are you? Oh, let me put this up here. There, see? Hot and sour tofu? Everything is woke. Have you noticed? Everything is woke. Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving. All you inmates, you can have a drumstick or you can have some hot and sour tofu. Sides include mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, dinner rolls, assorted holiday pies. After the 4 p.m. headcount, the prison will offer peanut butter and jellies, potato chips, fruit, and whole wheat bread for dinner. Combs is currently awaiting trial after he pleaded not guilty but was denied bail by two federal judges. His trial is scheduled for next year. This is what passes for reporting with the local media here. No curiosity whatever why it's only P. Diddy was arrested. Nobody else. All of these other celebrities at his parties that by any measure, from what anyone has ever described, they were gross, nasty sex things morning, noon, and night, which is fine if you have consenting adults. if that's what you're into, if you're into the lifestyle, I have no problem with that whatsoever. In fact, go have fun. The problem is the allegations, and I believe that they're true, especially with Justin Bieber. There were underage kids there. Well, they were kids. They were all underage. And so they were victims of horrible, horrible things. Also, with some of the adults, they claim, some of the women claimed that they were coerced or forced into all sorts of sex stuff. All sorts of sex stuff. And yet the only person that they arrest is P. Diddy. We don't even know the names of all of these other people who were part of this sick stuff, allegedly sick stuff that involved children. Just like we don't know the names of all the perverts, all the men who went to Epstein Island to rape little girls. Just like we don't know the names of all of the Johns, the clients of the DC madam. A lot of people think, well, that's just because they have a lot of clout and power and they called in favors. I don't think that's the case at all. I think the feds know exactly who these people, I'm sure they know exactly who these people are, but do not want to charge them because you can blackmail them. You can get them to say and do anything because they don't want to be charged with sex crimes, especially sex crimes against children. By the way, the DC madam, back in, 2006, 2007, whatever, they put her in prison, and within a year, they suicided her. Jeffrey Epstein, we all know that they suicided him. They call it, just one of those things. In fact, Bill Barr, that bloated hypocrite, called it, it was the perfect storm. That's what happened, and he ended up committing suicide. Now, please. They suicided the DC madam, they suicided Epstein, and we still don't know the names of all these rich, powerful people. And I don't think we ever will, because I think they're all being blackmailed. I really do. And now the same thing with P. Diddy. And the media, no curiosity whatsoever. You charge P. Diddy, but nobody else? He was the only one? Everybody else was just watching? Are you kidding me? I think they're all being blackmailed. I absolutely believe that. Nothing else makes any sense. Doesn't even begin to make any sense. And so it's going to be really interesting to see if we finally get the names of all these people whenever the Trump administration actually comes into power. And the attorney general, this Pam Biondi, who, again, beautiful, and also super smart and super good out of Florida, hopefully she will tell us everything. And I suspect, don't have any smoking gun evidence that we're going to learn that the feds had been blackmailing all these people and that lots and lots of charges are going to be filed against all these celebrities and politicians and all these other people who were doing acts that were not consensual with other adults. Again, if you are an adult and it's a consensual act, I don't care what you do. Go have fun. If you're into that, I have absolutely no problem with any of that. I think that's wonderful. Go have fun. But when you're doing stuff with someone, an adult who does not want to play, who does not want to be part of the lifestyle, or if you're doing anything to a child, then there's a special place in hell reserved for you, where you'll be hearing the repeats of the Steve Novotny Show 24/7, 365, or whatever hell is, I don't know. That's a pretty close approximation, I would say. In any event, so there's that. Yeah, a lot of people don't remember the DC madam. They also suicided her, and still no names. Heidi Fleiss, she's alive, amazingly, but no names. I think they're all being blackmailed. Nothing else makes any sense. A lot of these politicians, you wonder why they never vote the way the vast majority of Americans want them to vote on different issues. I think they're being blackmailed. I absolutely believe that. All right, so there's that. So that's one example of the useless local media. They're giving you the what P. Diddy is going to be served in jail for Thanksgiving dinner. It gets worse. Nine, again, and as bad as Nine is, I mean, both stations, both TV stations here in the market used to be good. They really did. They had good reporters. They broke real stories. They were both fine. You know, there was good journalism here, and many of the people here went on to larger markets and had very nice careers. Not anymore. Now it's just a joke. Now they just hire children, they hand them microphones and say, go cover a fundraiser. Go cover a fish fry. Go cover a fun run. Make it seem like it's real important news, but it's not. And as bad as 9 is these days, and they used to have good reporters, good anchors, serious people and all that. As bad as 9 is, 7 is even worse. And I know you might find that hard to believe, but 7 is actually worse than 9. Well, here's how bad 9 is. I checked this morning. Just go to their homepage. Not Facebook, but I mean the WTOV News 9 homepage. The home page. And scroll down to elections. I'm interested in politics. I mean, politics is a very important element of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And I mean, politics is a very, very big deal these days. I mean, my God. Scroll down. Again, the home page of WTOV News 9, where it says elections. All uppercase, font, bold, elections. 3 stories. Police. Anti-Trump vandal sets Mustang on fire in southeast Portland. The second story. Full measure, pulse, Mississippi, Cheryl Atkinson. Third story. Hamilton member gives Pence earful. Trump apologize. It's the front page. The website, the home page, I guess is the right way to say it. The home page of WTOV News 9. Elections. Those 3 stories that I mentioned. The top 3 stories on 9. On 9's homepage. The top 3 stories. Under elections. Guess what year they're from. I'll give you a hint. They're older than 5 years. 2016. The homepage of WTOV News 9. Connecting people with content everywhere. We're just like the internet, except not as good. Elections. Top 3 stories for elections from 2016. That's the kind of crap that they're passing off as journalism these days here in the Valley. And as bad as this is, the newspapers are even worse. Billionaire Bob is, if they're even worse, I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And if you think you can still trust the mainstream media, the legacy corporate media, here's Catherine Hegridge. She had worked for Fox News, then CBS News, and she broke a great story, and then they did everything to silence her. It's unbelievable. Listen to this.
We eventually broadcast a story about the Hunter Biden laptop after the midterm elections in 2022. We commissioned a forensic review. I got a copy of the laptop data. I have it here still. I went to a lot of effort to get the cleanest copy of the laptop data, the same data that was provided to the FBI, because I didn't want to have any professional journalistic risk for CBS News. I wanted this thing to be totally locked down. When we did the story, we did it after the midterms. I argued against that because it was ready before the midterms. And my training is that you should always do the story when it's ready to go. You should not be dictated by the political cycle. Once we got the laptop story on the morning news, I felt that there was so much there that we could still do. For example, in the text messages, there's unfortunately the use of the N-word, the liberal use of the N-word. And I thought this was worthy of a story, but I was told that it was not something that interested CBS News. Then I asked for a forensic review of the laptop, and we found that there were more than half a dozen emails that were likely used by Joe Biden. I thought that was a story. But the answer that came back was, well, we need to know what the content is of the emails. But that was going to be a years-long process. So there was no way. So there were a lot of reasons I was told not to do it, not to pursue it.
Why would anyone believe the legacy corporate media ever again. Great example. The N-word. Gee, who was using the N-word? Gee, do you think maybe Hunter was using it between snorting cocaine? A half dozen different references to Joe Biden and CBS doing everything in its power to not give you that information. Meanwhile, the feds put together 50-some-odd so-called experts from the deep state saying, oh, no, it's all Russian propaganda. It's everything is a lie. That's why the only hope that you have for truth and information is talk radio, when the company is owned by people, local people like we have here, thank God for them, and of course on Twitter. That's where the truth is.